Online giants Facebook and Google are facing a backlash from advertisers about hateful and racist content that's being promoted on their websites. Unilever, the company that owns brands like Dove and Magnum ice creams, threatening to pull its advertising unless the companies stop allowing this type of content to be promoted online. RN's Ariel Bogle is our regular tech correspondent. Hello, Ariel.
Morning, Fran.
What sort of hateful and racist content is a company like Unilever protesting about?
They're protesting about a lot of the content, whether it's hate speech, racist content, anti-Semitic content that we've been discussing on Facebook and Google for quite some time now. And of course, they're self-interested here. They really don't want ads for Dove, which Unilever owns, or Magnum ice cream, for example, appearing right next to ISIS propaganda videos, for example. And the executive, Keith Weed, called Facebook and Google, these online platforms, little better than a swamp, which is pretty strong.
So the companies don't have any say or any control over where their ads are placed?
This all comes back to a concept called programmatic advertising. This is where software buys ad space rather than humans, and particularly something called real-time bidding. So when you load a website, in those milliseconds before you see the page come up, there's actually a huge bidding war going on behind the scenes when software and algorithms is choosing which ad will be displayed, who will pay for the ad. So if you're a company like Unilever, which has really thousands of brands, you're always bidding for this ad space and you're not quite sure exactly what page your ad will appear on.
Okay. Last year it emerged that ads on YouTube were often placed alongside extremist content. There was a bit of a furor about this. The YouTube business model means, as I understand it, that banned group could even get a share of that ad revenue. Is that right? And do you know if that's happened?
So if you have a YouTube channel, you can monetize it. You can turn on those ads and in some cases get a portion of the ad revenue that YouTube gets from selling those ad spaces. And there was a big furor last year when it emerged that a lot of ads were being displayed against, say, ISIS propaganda, which I mentioned before, and then an open question about how much those kind of groups would be able to earn from YouTube's ad program. Of course, YouTube has responded to that backlash and includes some more rules and strictures around who can make money off the platform. But it's an ongoing problem because, of course, a lot of people, even more typical YouTubers, not just extremist groups, are making more and more extreme content to get views and thus get ad revenue.
Yeah, right. Speaking of ads, the news website Salon has come up with an unusual way to make money. If you use an ad blocker on your browser, the site will prompt you to either turn it off or let them use your computer's spare processing power to mine cryptocurrency. How does that work and why did they think of this?
It is very unusual and quite a new and way to earn money as a media platform, one that I have not come across before. So Salon's going to use a piece of software called CoinHive, and it uses JavaScript to use your computing power to solve complex math problems and effectively mine a cryptocurrency called Monero. Of course, it's using your computer power. So if you have a computer that doesn't have much room to process these cryptocurrency mathematical problems, you could see your computer slow down a bit. We'll have to see.
And just briefly on that, not just Salon, government websites, including here in Australia, inadvertently crypto mining?
That's right. So a UK researcher on the weekend found incidences of cryptojacking. That's what this is known as, when computers are hijacked to mine cryptocurrency for people without their knowledge. And they were using a plugin called BrowseAloud. It's actually a piece of software that helps people with low vision access websites. It reads the websites to them. But this software plugin had been tampered with and the CoinHive cryptocurrency mine added. And it was sort of effectively mining from people's computers when they went on government websites across the UK, US, and even here in Australia, the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal website turned off the plug-in on Monday because of this incident.
Okay. Ariel, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
RN's Ariel Bogle. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 28 minutes to 9.